Hi, I'm Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite.
And James Smith of Dalworth Clean.
I'm Rob Weir with Shades of Green in Frisco.
And Fred Marshall of Advanced Foundation Repair.
You're listening to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Now, once again, here's Neil.
Thanks, everybody. Good morning and welcome. We're so glad to have you tuned and hope you'll be with us the next 2 hours. We're here 8 until 11 every Sunday morning. Right now, we are joined, sponsored by Norway Irrigation, joined by Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the beautiful Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Fragrance and foliage, huh?
Yes, can you imagine in January?
I can, because I see what you're going to be talking about and what great plants. Tell us about them.
Well, the first is winter honeysuckle. I always look forward to reporting on this, and it seems as if my report moves up earlier each year, but it is blooming now. This is a wonderful shrub. It's semi-evergreen. It gets up to 8 feet or so. The leaves are round and bluish green. I would really call it semi-evergreen. The bark is light brown and forms strips on the trunk. It's very decorative. But right now, these small one-half-inch diameter wide cream-colored flowers cover the shrub. They're not terribly noticeable, but boy, you can certainly smell them, and they are wonderful. The fragrance is it's a lemon, lime, citrus, kind of a musky fragrance.
All right, and so you are calling this shrub a honeysuckle, and how does that happen?
Well, it is a honeysuckle, but it's not a bad honeysuckle. It's a good honeysuckle, and frankly, it's one that I would put toward the back of a border. It's not the most attractive shrub during the rest of the year. But, boy, the fragrance this time of the year is wonderful, so you want to place it close enough to a walkway where you can enjoy that fragrance.
And preferably where you'll get either the north or south winds, not out on the far east or west side of your house. Folks, half of the honeysuckles that are sold, Lanicera is the genus, and half or more of them are shrubs. This is a good example, and you know this. Well, you may not know this plant, but it's not uncommon. It's just not noticeable unless it's in bloom, unless you're walking through people's yards in January. It's one of the most wonderfully fragrant things in the world, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, it is.
I agree. All right. What else you have?
Well, at the cottage garden in front of the Rock Springs building, we have creeping phlox or thrift blooming already.
You're kidding.
It is.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, there are a few flowers on there. Bright pinkish purple flowers are on a low evergreen perennial that makes a perfect plant for borders or rock gardens. I mean, it's only maybe 6 inches tall. Other colors include white and bluish lavender, but the pinkish purple is the most popular and I think the hardiest.
Yeah, it's a nice little trailing phlox, and it is just beautiful. It'll bloom for 3 or 4 weeks in the spring and late winter, early spring. What you're seeing is just kind of for birds when they go out, the advance guys.
Scouts,
thank you. That's kind of, you got the scout flowers. Tonight may say, hey, let's wait a while, team.
Yes.
Yeah, and dwarf palmetto. This is one of the hardiest of the palms, isn't it?
Well, it is. This is Sable Minor. It is native to Texas, north central Texas even. It has dark green fan-shaped fronds even in winter. So it adds great texture, form, and color to the landscape, even the winter landscape. The total height is about 4 to 6 feet. There is no trunk because the stems emerge directly from the ground. This is a palm that does well in full shade to full sun. We have it inside the old entrance. So as you come in that entrance, you can't help noticing on the left a nice stand of dwarf palmetto palm.
Folks, if you have a swimming pool and you want a tropical look during the summertime and one that is winter hardy during the wintertime, this is the one to get. It's kind of hard to find sometimes in nurseries, mm-hmm. Steve, I think. But the Sables are zone 7. They are winter hardy in our area. Mm-hmm. I have several dwarf palmettos, the plant that Steve is talking about, that I've had in my landscape in rural Collin County, where it's traditionally 6 or 8 degrees colder than most of the Metroplex. And I've not had any damage to them in the 32 years that I've had them. So a good plant. All right. Three great plants at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, and there must be about a million others out there waiting to be discovered. How do they find you, Steve?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right. And the Botanic Garden opened officially in 1930 what?
Well, it became a botanic garden in 1934.
All right. And so, folks, that's how historic this garden is, and that's why it is so beautiful. You have the majesty of a lot of years, a lot of generations of beautiful plants. All right. And so just north of I-30 on University Drive, and that puts it just a couple miles west of downtown Fort Worth, mm-hmm. the 24-hour information number, Steve.
That is 817-871 7686.
And finally, the website.
Oh, that's really easy. It's fwbg.org.
That's the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. This is Steve Huddleston. Steve writes a lot for my magazine. He is really good. And I appreciate you, my friend.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Steve Huddleston and the Fort Worth Botanic Garden Report, sponsored by Norway Irrigation. And coincidentally, Bill Jensen, the owner and chief designer at Norway Irrigation, was hired a year or so ago, year and a half ago, to do the irrigation design for the new children's garden at the Dallas Arboretum, another of the major botanic gardens in the North Texas area. And it said it took him 3 weeks. It's really a significant design. He can do a significant design for your home. It doesn't have to be quite that involved. His team can do that for you. Norway Irrigation was founded in 1983. They have served all of the Dallas-Fort Worth area and the surrounding counties faithfully ever since. 30 years in the business. I've known Bill 42 years, and they don't get any nicer. He is quiet, soft-spoken, and when it comes to irrigation, he is the best. He's the best. Because he has kept his business a manageable size. He has not tried to open up branches in 93 different cities across America. He has the North Texas business, and that's what he wants to do. He is the best because he has the best equipment in the industry, and that's Weathermatic equipment. He's the best because his team stays with him, and they have been there a long time. They actually have several teams that do the installation and the repair. Their diagnostician is the best, and the repairs, even of systems they didn't install, are the best. Best is the byword. That's my byword for Norway Irrigation. Norway Irrigation, serving all of North Texas, from one easy phone number, 972-446-3292. 972-446-3292. That's Norway Irrigation, norwayirrigation.com.
Hi, I'm Rob Weir of Shades of Green in Frisco. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Rob, very, very much. And we go back to our phone lines. Let's go to Randy in the Rio Grande Valley. Randy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm here in the Rio Grande Valley. I've got an area with full sun that's clay soil, and everything I put in there just seems like the water never gets to drain off. And whatever I put there dies, and I'm just trying to find something that a perennial that would survive.
There are hundreds of perennials that will work for you because of where you are. Perennials that do well in the northern 90% of Texas will also do wonderfully in the Rio Grande Valley. And plus you pick up the tropical perennials that the rest of us mere mortals can't grow. The secret is not going to be in which perennial you choose, but indeed in giving better soil preparation. And Randy, most of us face the same issue. Most of the people listening to this program live on and garden in clay soils. And what you do to get a garden ready for when you're working with the clay soil is to add 4 or 5 inches of organic matter into the soil. When you're doing a perennial garden, it's really critical that you do it properly, because you never, once you plant a perennial garden, if you have a variety of perennials, 10 or 12 kinds in there, they're going to bloom at different times of the year, so you never can go back in there and rework the entire garden with a rototiller again. You have to do it by hand after that first time, so do it right the first time. And add a lot of organic matter. That would be 2 or 3 inches of sphagnum peat moss, 1 inch of pine bark mulch, 1 inch of well-rotted compost, not just some cheap compost something, 1 inch of rotted cow manure or some kind of manure that has completely decayed, and then 1 inch of expanded shale. There's the operative that will help with the clay. That plus the organic matter. The expanded shale is a product that is heated, I think 1800, 1900 degrees, and it pops like popcorn. It's very heavy. It's to some degree a little like a terracotta flower pot in little chunks, and it really works. Texas A&M research has shown it really works. Rototill all that down 12 inches into the soil, so you'll have a raised garden then that will come up 4 or 5 inches above the surrounding grade. And when you get those tropical storms that give you 20 inches of rain in a day, then this will drain off and your garden will survive. If you do that, then you go back to plan A with all these perennials that haven't done well for you. They suddenly will do a lot better.
Okay, well, I appreciate it very much, Neil.
It's all in the bed prep. It's not so much as long as you're dealing with perennials that you know will do well in the Rio Grande Valley. That's where a certified nursery professional can help you, but you'll have so many beautiful options. That's what will help. Randy, I appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. All right, let's see. We have Sue in Breckenridge. Sue, I'm going to take your call now. It's going to throw me behind on my first break, but I think I can answer you quickly. What are you trying to accomplish? Sue?
Yes.
Yeah,
hello.
How can I help you?
I have a friend. I got a beautiful poinsettia for Christmas, and I have a friend that is very good with flowers, and she does not want this poinsettia to get big. Where I lived in San Diego, they get sky high. They like beautiful sunny weather and a balmy climate, which we don't have here. And she wants to haul this poinsettia in and out and keep it small. Can you do that?
You can do it by starving it and by keeping it totally root-bound and watering it several times a day by the time you get to summer and the poor little thing is bedraggled and starved and root-bound. Or,
and ugly.
And ugly. It is the plants that we have, I have in my living room still because we've taken really good care of it, the mother plant that was used for cuttings for Christmas poinsettias, and it itself was a cutting about 2 months ahead of that. It didn't exist until the 1st of June. And the ones that we have in our homes or had in our homes a few weeks ago did not exist until the 1st of August. They were 3 inches long the 1st of August as unrooted cuttings. They grow that rapidly. And as you know from San Diego, they're huge plants. The Paul Ecke Ranch in Encinitas for 100 years plus has been raising poinsettias and they get huge.
Yeah.
For her to try to do that is like trying to grow a live oak tree and keep it at a foot tall. Well, no, these don't get like live oak trees, but it's like trying to grow let me use something a little more practical. We'd just use a plant that we shouldn't use anyway, but a red tip photinia that gets 18 or 20 feet tall, trying to grow that in a 6 or 8 inch pot. Not to be advised.
All right. That's what I told
her.
She's
going to be very frustrated. She can try it. People try things, even though we try to advise them not to. But anyway, that's what's going to happen. Appreciate your call. Good luck, Sue. Thank you. All right. That opens a line at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Call now, won't you please? We've got a couple of lines open. And once again, the offer is from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, where you can save one-third on my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. We have only a few hundred calendars left. We are selling 50 to 100 a day. I don't know how long they're going to last, but it won't be much longer. You need to call today and make sure that you get your calendar if you want one, because it has more than 10,000 words that tell you month by month by month when you need to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. We are running out weeks and weeks earlier than we ever have before. Now, this is a wonderful opportunity. You get a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, and your copy of the calendar with more than 10,000 words of when to do things. That's a one-third savings on the calendar, all for just $38.95 and $3 box and postage charge on the calendar. $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed to every penny, but you must call before 11 to be sure you get it. 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Hi, this is Neil Sperry. It's time for our 18th annual Home Landscape School, all day Saturday, January 26th in Plano. Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum and Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens will teach alongside me. We'll give you a 30-minute one-on-one consultation with a landscaping professional 2 weeks later, February 8 or 9 in North Dallas. A few seats remain, $199 one person, $239 two people, same household. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769.
469.
I did an ad last hour for Dalworth Clean, the fine floor care company that does such wonderful things. Dalworth is just the best it gets. Well, now I want to tell you about Dalworth Fine Floors. I have asked permission to, once again, to tell you how really happy I am with the Dalworth family. In this case, the beautiful carpet and vinyl flooring that we have added to my magazine office, I couldn't be more thrilled. Gorgeous carpeting. They helped in the selection. They brought some samples in and showed them to us and let us decide right there in our office what would look best. And best doesn't even begin to explain. Fabulous, fabulous service, fabulous product. Dalworth Fine Floors. If you're in the market for any kind of new flooring surface, you need to go by and see them. They're open 6 days a week at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. Their phone number, if you'd like to shop at home, is 817-520-1400. 817-520-1400. Dalworth.com is the website. It's Dalworth Fine Floors, 8509 Davis Boulevard in North Richland Hills. So whether you want carpet or tile or wood floors, they have it all, and it is glorious. 817-520-1400, Dalworth Fine Floors, 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills, and that's Dalworth.com.
Creative Water Gardens offers comprehensive installation and cleaning services for your water garden. With a full line of water garden supplies, pumps, filters, pond liners, and much more, Creative Water Gardens will help you create and maintain your own private oasis. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and closed on Sundays and Mondays. For more information, visit their website at creativewatergardens.net or call 972-271-1411. Creative Water Gardens is located at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
If you're having any kind of heating issues with your heater, with your furnace, you need to call Dallas Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning. They have been around since 1903. You know those orange and black trucks. You see them going through the neighborhood, and one of the proudest moments of your life could be if you have them pull up to your curb, to your driveway, and come in and help you, because once you use them, I know you're going to be a very happy customer. They have been chosen the best plumbers, and that certainly goes to their heating, air conditioning services as well, by several different reports. They're a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts. And so now we have Carrier, the leading brand, and we have Dallas Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, the leading company. How much better can that get? I don't think it can get any better. I am thrilled to have them as an advertiser. I just thank every day that they are my advertiser, because they're just great. Now, if you're a new customer who haven't used Dallas Plumbing, you can get a $50 savings off your first plumbing or heating, air conditioning service call. If you haven't used them for the past 3 years, you get that same thing. Just ask for it. Their new kitchen and bath showroom is at 11,055 Plano Road in Dallas. That's Plano Road, about a mile north of LBJ. And that's they're open 5.5 days a week. I think they close at noon on Saturdays. I don't have that on this sheet. The phone number for Dallas Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 214-340-6300. 214-340-6300. DallasPlumbing.com. All right, I want to mention something very quickly before I go back to my phone line, and JR and Corinth will be our next call up. This coming Friday night, 5 nights from now, on January 18, let me kind of tell you what's happening. This will be at the Allen High School Performing Arts Center. You need to get your tickets in advance. It will be the best of the fine arts program of the McKinney Independent School District. We in McKinney do not have a performance hall anything like this one in Allen. And so thanks to the Allen ISD for allowing us to come into their district. This is a benefit concert. All the proceeds will go back to help the kids at Serenity High in McKinney. It's the three big high schools in McKinney joining arm in arm, presenting the best of their fine arts students in support of the Fourth Little High School in McKinney that can't hold a big concert all by itself. And so thanks to the Fine Arts Program of McKinney ISD, it will be the best of the choirs, the best of the orchestras, the best of the bands and the drama and the art and the dance performing. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of students all there on stage and performing their hearts out. It will be beautiful. The auditorium seats 1,500. It is acoustically sensational. I hope that you will come. The tickets are $15 for adults, $12 for children 12 and under. If you're in the McKinney Independent School District or if you just want to hear unbelievable talent, please come this Friday. It will begin at 7:30 and tickets are available at this website, fineArts.mckinneyisd.net. fineArts.mckinneyisd.net. We need you, we want you, and you will love it. Let's go to JR in Corinth. JR, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thank you so much for taking the call.
Thanks for waiting.
I enjoy the program.
Thank you.
Actually, I came up with another question while I was waiting, but the initial question was I've got a somewhere between 4 and 6 foot space between my driveway and a neighbor's retaining wall. And I've had the original builder put 3 Spartan junipers in there, and they were a little crowded. And last summer, or 2 summers ago, the middle one died. And then this summer, the half of one of the other ones died. So I'm assuming I'm going to have to, you know, cut them out and put something else in their place. And I'm trying to figure out what would be good there. And it sort of is a barrier between, a visual barrier between our neighbor's back porch and ours. So I'd like to have something that's evergreen and fairly full like the Spartan junipers are.
All right. I, without too much hesitation, I would go with a holly because they are so dependable. I guess my question at this point, you're pretty accurate on the 4 to 5 feet. Is it closer to 5? Where are you in width?
I would say it's probably closer to 5. You know, it's the issue is that it's sort of a curved space. So in the middle, I'd say it's even closer to maybe 5.5 or 6.
All right.
But on the edges, it's going to be closer to 4.
All right. And how high is the retaining wall? I'm thinking about how close can we plant to the retaining wall?
Yeah. Well, so actually, and the retaining wall actually goes from my, in other words, my driveway is elevated compared to their.
So it goes
space.
Down.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so
all right.
I think that's why I can keep the thing wet enough.
Here are the two that I would recommend to you. I would use, I'm going to give you 3, and I'll explain why in a moment. Dwarf Burford Holly would be the shortest of the 3 that I'm going to suggest.
Dwarf,
Dwarf Burford Holly, will get 4 to 5 feet tall, but I have seen them 7 or 8 feet tall as they mature. It's just that usually when they're kept in a landscape, we don't let them get much taller than 4 or 5 feet. A lot of people keep them shorter than that. That one's on the low end of what you need, but you can go out and have somebody stand there with a tape measure and see if that would be adequate in height. That one I know will stay within the boundaries that you have. The next one in size up would go to 6 to 8 feet tall. I don't know that you'd want to keep it lower than 6 feet, and that would be willow leaf holly or needlepoint holly. It's not as prickly as it sounds. Willow leaf holly gets 6 to 8 feet tall, and I think with fairly regular pruning, 2 or 3 times a year, you could keep it at 4 feet of width without any problem at all, even in 20 years. It would make a very pretty screen, has nice large red berries. So does Dwarf Burford Holly. The third one is going to be the tallest, and it will get 8 or 10 feet tall. Probably not a lot taller than that. I recommended this one on Facebook yesterday, and that's Oakland Holly. And the lady posted back, gosh, I read online that gets 18 feet tall and 12 feet wide. And I said to her, I have never seen it do that in our area. I've had them for 10 to 12 years, and they don't seem to be offering to get anywhere near that size in our climate. The grower that posted that information and brought that to market is in southern Alabama, very different growing conditions. So those are the 3 I'd recommend. There aren't a lot of vertical plants. I tend not to like the strongly vertical plants because they just look weird as they get taller and taller and taller and taller. So those are some options. Another option would be to put a nice trellis up or something and grow something like a pretty climbing rose on it or another vine of some sort. There are other options, but those are what I would consider first.
And you got a second name for that willow leaf, Holly?
Willow leaf or needle point.
Needle point.
Yeah, it has one point out at the end. It's not as ferocious sounding or as it sounds.
Great. Yeah. And if I could ask one.
I'm going to have to be really quick because I am already 2 minutes late getting to my newscast. Go ahead, though.
Okay. Indian hawthorn, got some good tree coverage over it. Seems to have black spot or something like that on it.
Yeah, that is Entomosporium fungal leaf spot. I'm going to let you look that one up. I have it on my you may want to look it up on red tip photinias, but they are now hitting the same skids that red tips have in terms of the Entomosporium killing the plants. That's a fungal leaf spot, and if you go to my website, neilsperry.com, most asked questions, I'm pretty sure I have it there, and I will for red tip photinia for sure. I got to run. I appreciate your call very, very much. Thank you, and you were so patient. Let me tell you about North Haven Gardens right now. North Haven Gardens is actually where we're going to be holding our landscape consultations on February 9 and 10 for our home landscape school. We appreciate them for that. We're going to be bringing landscape planners in from all over Texas for that. So thank you to North Haven for providing the space to us. If you're an urban gardener, then North Haven Gardens is just the right place for you. They have onions to plant now in red, yellow, and white varieties. Purchase your seed potatoes now to plant in mid-February. North Haven Gardens has red, purple, and blue varieties, in addition to favorite standards like Yukon Gold. And these are certified seed potatoes that they'll have at North Haven Gardens. You can trust what you buy at North Haven Gardens. These are veteran plant people. The nursery was founded by my friends Ralph and Muriel Pincus in 1951. They have been together 71 years now, I believe it is, and are really special people. Their son John owns and operates North Haven now. Onions and potatoes are easy to plant. North Haven Gardens is offering free 20-minute pop-up classes on planting potatoes and onions today at 1 o'clock and February 2nd at 2 o'clock. Cool season herbs like cilantro, dill, thyme, rosemary, and many more can and should be planted now. Fruit trees can be planted now. It's always the best to plant them in their dormant stage, and they have the best varieties. Go to NHG.com for more information on their January events, such as terrific tomatoes on January 26th for only $20. You can register at North Haven Gardens or call them at 214-363 5316 and register at nhg.com. And North Haven Gardens at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central, open 7 days a week. It's nhg.com for North Haven Gardens.
Tradition, heritage, experience. 90 years of serving North Texas. News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM. WBAP.
I am very proud to have Encore Azaleas as a sponsor of our 2013 Home Landscape School. Encore Azaleas, more blooms, more often, part of the Southern Living plant collection. And I want to tell you about the Landscape School right now. It's going to be coming up in 13 days on January the 26th, all day in Plano. And then we have those consultations 2 weeks later, February 9 or 10, your choice of a 30-minute consultation on either of those days. And you will leave with a working landscape plan for a project at your home, and you will have drawn that plan. That's the cool part. We'll teach you all day Saturday, January 26th. Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum, Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens, and Neil, I will be teaching you all day principles of good landscape design. What are the best trees and shrubs? How do you use them? What are the best annuals and perennials? How do you use them effectively? How do you have a perfect looking lawn? How to have effective entryways and front yards? How to have fun and functional patios and backyards? Designing to scale. It's $199 for one person, $239 for two people, all day Saturday, January 26th. And then the consultation reservations, 30 minutes, either February 9 or 10. And you need to call. We're running out of seating now. We really are running out of seats. Call my magazine office, same number you call for the calendar offer. It's 800-752-GROW. We'll have folks there until 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. It's time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom and Jerry Overton. Jerry?
Thank you, Neil. We've got 32 degrees at 9:35. A domestic dispute leads to murder. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. And the Weather in Touch forecast, partly cloudy and much colder today. Look for the high to be 43. We'll drop down to 28 tonight. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, continued chilly. We'll get back up to 44. 46 for the high Tuesday, 51 on Wednesday. We have mostly sunny skies now, 30 at Fort Worth Meacham. It's 35 at Love Field, 32 at DFW Airport. Now the 24-hour on-time traffic watch from the ClassicChevrolet.com traffic center.
635 LBJ eastbound at Preston Road. Watch for ongoing road work and possible lane closures scheduled until 11 this morning. And Tarrant County, North Loop 820 at Haltom Road. Watch for construction taking up the left lane. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Lane Brooks.
A Dallas man accused of murder after police found his wife stabbed to death in their bedroom with their two young children still in the apartment. A police affidavit says Ismael Vergara was treated at a hospital for what were determined to be self-inflicted stab wounds to his chest. The 26-year-old man accused of fatally stabbing his 22-year-old wife, Brianna Hill. And so many families still waiting for federal funds to help them recover from Hurricane Sandy. Michael Grimm lives in Eudorp on New York Staten Island, says people need the help now.
This has to get done. It has to get done.
This week, after much delay, the House will vote on relief aid for storm victims. A mass, a moment of silence, and the unveiling of memorials to the victims, all marking the day of survivors of the Costa Concordia shipwreck and relatives of 32 people who died, commemorated the first anniversary of the grounding. Again, looking for a high today of 43, it's 32 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. Back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
WBAP.
Thank WBAP for another great year of broadcasting.
I really like WBAP, and I especially love the FM.
I basically keep WBAP on the air all during the daytime. Love your format.
I listen to your morning show and just about all of your programming.
I love your station.
I love the Rush Limbaugh. I love Sean Hannity.
I listen to you every day. I'm grateful for you.
Our comment line, 214-520-4354. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Hi, I'm Joel. I'm a recovering addict. Before Serenity, my life at home was really difficult. I would always fight and argue with my dad. Every other day, my mom was crying. Sometimes I wouldn't be home for weeks, months. I realized that life was not only about using and that I could be a good person. I didn't go to rehab for just drugs. I went to rehab for attempted suicide. Recovery is two addicts or two alcoholics talking about how to get better. And that's what we have, is we have alcoholics and addicts talking about how to get better, what's made their lives better, and how they can help you. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney. One day at a time,
serenity. Just the emotion with which Joel spoke when I interviewed him 2 weeks ago. Oh my gosh, you just rejoice for the kids who have gotten it. And at such a young age, to have been down so many paths, as many of them have, Serenity High is a spectacular place. As best we know, it is the longest tenured recovery high school in the United States, and it is the only one in Texas, a public high school, and we think it may be the only public high school of this kind in the United States. It is really, really special. And that's why the fundraiser coming up on Friday, January 18, where the Fine Arts Program of the City of McKinney ISD performing, all those great and talented kids performing to help the students at Serenity High. Oh, How cool is that? And that's where a whole community, all of McKinney, comes together. When you have a big city with several high schools, rarely will the whole city come into one place together to celebrate itself. And that'll be happening next Friday night. If you'd like tickets, you can get everything you need to know at finearts.mckinneyisd.net. finearts.mckinneyisd.net. Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. They've been so since 1995 is when I began doing ads for them. Fred Marshall owns and operates this company, and I put him through the ringer when he called and said, I really would like to buy some ads in your radio program. I said, well, I don't know foundation repairs that well, and so I need to have some references. He sent me 15. I very conscientiously called all 15, and by about the 13th, I thought, good heavens, do I need to bother with the last two? Because they all said, I didn't want foundation problems, but man, these folks are terrific, or some variation of that. And I now have used their services twice, once at my home, once at my magazine office, and I'm going to tell you, wow, these folks are terrific. Same thing, right? They are good. The home inspection is absolutely free, and it is really thorough. If you think you might have foundation problems, suddenly now with rain, the doors and windows don't operate the way they were, then you need to call Advanced Foundation Repair. You saw cracks last summer or a few weeks ago when it was dry, call Advanced Foundation Repair. They guarantee their work for the lifetime of the house. It's transferable owner to owner to owner. Best in the business, foundationrepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair. Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. Thank you. Let's go to Jan in Lancaster. Jan, this is Neil. Good morning.
Greetings.
Greetings. You're right.
Hey, well, what I want to do is put up a visual barrier.
Okay.
Got about a 30 by 30 area with a 4-foot chain link fence.
All right.
Anyway, what I want to do is use that white crisscross lattice material.
All right.
Then go up about 8 feet, but I want an evergreen something, you know, to grow in the lattice.
Okay. Let me try to figure a little bit on that. I'm not sure I would want to have a vine growing into the lattice, and I'll tell you a couple of reasons. I would be afraid that it would push your vinyl. That's a vinyl product, right, that just weaves in. Yeah. I haven't done it personally, but I thought that's what I had seen. I think the vine would get in, you know, it'd twine around, and it would push the vinyl out of the way and probably cause it to deteriorate. That would be my guess.
No, there's some on the side of a building over here that's doing the same thing, basically. But I don't know what the vine is.
Well, I can help you with vines. Vines are my specialty. Okay. Vinyl and chain link fences are not. But vines climb in three or four different ways, actually four different ways. Some vines twine around their supports, like honeysuckle does. It will twine around the chain link. Some vines produce tendrils, and they reach out and grab, and that's what grapes will do. Some vines cling, like English ivy and Boston ivy do, and that's what you normally would see on a wall. That would not work on your fence. And then some vines just lean up against the fence, and that's what climbing roses do. They really don't, they're not really vines, they're just weak stem plants. Jan, we're getting a whole lot of wind noise in my earphones.
No, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm going to ask Lee to pull it down a little bit because it's just kind of breaking my eardrums.
Outside is the problem. I'll get back over here where it's not windy.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate that. The thing I would suggest is at least consider using maybe evergreen shrubs that are somewhat upright, or small tree form evergreen trees like yaupon hollies, something of that sort.
Such a small area. I didn't want to. You know, that's why I wanted a kind of a flat.
Then what would happen? What would happen? Is this an 8-foot chain link fence or 4-foot?
No, it's 4 foot, but I'm going to put the lattice, you know, up above it there.
All right, so this is not the – I thought you were talking about the strapping that goes into the – zigzags into the chain link. That's not what you're talking about?
No. I've got a chain, 4 foot chain link fence between me and the place next door.
I hear that. I understand that.
It is a garage.
All right, so you're going to put the lattice freestanding alongside the chain link?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm awful.
Well, no, I'm going to put, you know, some – okay. Some posts.
I was trying to talk around all the wind noise, and I was having a hard time concentrating. But my point was, I thought you were talking about those flat straps like Venetian blinds that you stick into.
No.
Okay. All right. Your best evergreen vines would be Carolina jessamine. No question.
Carolina jessamine.
Yeah, we do not have a lot of evergreen vines. That's the best of them, and it would be beautiful on a lattice. You could also use some of the climbing antique roses. A climbing pinky is an earth kind rose. They are almost evergreen, and it would be lovely.
Yeah, I don't want to go roses.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the best I have. I'm sorry. That would be your best bet. You betcha. Good luck with it, and thanks for the call. Sorry for the confusion. Let me go to Ed in Watauga. Ed, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. We were given a, as my wife calls it, a volunteer red oak.
Okay.
And it was about, a foot and a half tall when we first got it. And now the thing is out in the front yard, and it's about 10 to 11 feet tall.
All right.
But the branches coming off the main stem are only about, a foot or two off the ground. Will those ever get any higher, or do you have to trim those and then let the tree grow from to force the tree to grow more at the top, and hopefully everything will grow up?
That's an old trivia question that you get in botany class. And the question is, all right, I'm putting a wire fence up. I'm going to drive the wire in to a tree trunk at 4 feet. Trees 20 feet tall, grows 5 feet a year. Where will the wire be in 5 years? And the answer is it'll be at 4 feet. It'll be at the same place. All of the cell elongation, all of the new growth of a tree will happen at the ends of the branches, ends of the trunk, the ends of the growing areas. It does not elongate once it's grown like that. So no, those branches will always be 18 inches off the ground, 24, wherever they are. And so it's very important that as a tree gets taller, that we remove some of the lower branches for a while. You don't want to go too high because you can never get them back again. The tree will not offer to put new branches out down lower if we take too many off. There are live oaks in town that people, for whatever their reason, and cities do this too, planted them along roads, and they kept banging into the sides of box trucks, and so they would limb them up to get them up higher, and then they'd get into power lines, and they'd cut the tops off, and the poor trees are just mutilated because of it, kind of like that poinsettia somebody called about half an hour ago. And so the best bet is to prune them up no more than 40% of the height of the tree, and then with red oaks, you probably want to have the lowest branches at 4 or 5 feet, 5 or 6 feet, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
But yes, go ahead. You can trim them off any time, but winter is always the best time for pruning oaks.
Oh, so this would be the best time.
I think this afternoon would be great. You didn't want to watch that ball game anyway. Any time in the next month or so would be fine.
Oh, okay. And then the tree will spread itself.
It does. The new growth, it's called apical dominance. The new growth will occur at the top. And now if it's in a little canyon of light, like between houses or something, then it will try to grow up and up and up to get to more bright sunlight. So, you know, when you say it will spread by itself, it will, if it's out in full sunlight. Yes, sir.
Well, it's sitting right out in the middle of the front yard.
It'll make a beautiful red oak for you. You're
going to
be
west
fine.
Sun.
You'll be fine. It'll do great.
All right. Thank you.
I'm glad for your call. Thanks, Ed. All right. That line is open. In fact, we have several open lines. This is a good time to refill. 800-288-WBAP. Call me now, won't you please? 800-288-9227. I'm going to give you the number to my magazine office. You can sign up for our home landscape school or get the calendar offer by calling that number between now and 11. The Landscape School is coming up in 13 days, and it is almost full. The calendar offer will go for very little time longer because we are almost out of calendars. And so for both of these, you need to call right away. Let me tell you about the calendar offer. You think about some of the prettier calendars that you have seen over the last 3 or 4 weeks in stores and hanging on walls. I think that my calendar measures up at that level. I think this is the prettiest one we've published to date. I've done 30 of them. And as we have done each year for 30 years, we include a lot of information of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. There are a lot of insect and disease problems that have cropped up in those 30 years, so they're now included in the calendar. There are a lot of new plants that we grow. They're included in the calendar. It tells you when to do everything, when to plant and prune and fertilize and protect all of the plants that you're trying to grow. More than 10,000 words. Beautiful calendar. A lot of information. At a 1/3 savings when you buy it with a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine between now and 11 o'clock. $38.95 is all you pay. If you wait, you won't be able to get the calendar. Don't wait. It's going to help you so much in gardening in this upcoming gardening season. $38.95 and $3 postage on the calendar by calling 1-800-752-GROW between now and 11. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. If you enjoy my program, it would mean a lot to me if you'd let our advertisers know. It's sponsors like Covington Nursery and Landscape, 5518 President George Bush Highway, just north of Highway 66 in Rowlett, 972-475-5888, on the web, covingtonnursery.com, and Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292, on the web, norwayirrigation.com, that's Norway Irrigation. All right, they're great. Let me tell you right now about Encore Electric Service Delivery with some electric safety tips. Before you start trimming trees, I don't think the gentleman with the red oak with branches at 12 inches will have any problem with the power lines, but you might. If you are trimming trees or starting construction that would bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, call Encore at 888-313-6862. That's a toll-free number. They can help you determine what needs to be done in order to complete your project safely. 888-313-6862. You don't want to make a mistake. You don't want to mess with power lines. Do not work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. Tree limbs in contact with high voltage power lines can act as conductors, and you can be seriously injured or even killed if contact is made. If a tree is making contact with a power line and causing sparking or fire, leave that area immediately and call 911. That's a fire. That means you call 911, just as you do with all the rest of the parts of your life. 911 when you see a tree making contact with a power line, sparking or fire. And if you're digging in your yard for shrubs, trees, fence posts, any kind of hole, and you want to make sure you don't have utility lines there, power lines, call 811. 811. For more information, go to Encore.com. That's Encore Electric Service Delivery.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and much more. Visit their website, busybees.com, to learn more about bed bug detecting dogs Alfie and Trapper. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. For more information, call toll-free at 1-800-INSECTS or visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.com.
All right, Neil Sperry back with you to tell you about Sunburst Shutters. One of the great things that I gave to my wife, one of the great things that we have done for our home, wasn't exactly a Christmas gift. It was almost like that, though, 4 or 5 years ago. I knew that she had been wanting to upgrade the window coverings in our home. We had old wooden shutters and fabric inserts, and I know it just sounds dreadful. Well, then that may be part of the reason that the Sunburst Shutters made such a night and day incredible difference in the look of all of those rooms to which they were added. Sunburst Shutters are plantation-style shutters. And You really need to call and let them come to your home. They are the nicest people, and they are pros at what they do. Now, they will measure every opening in your home. They will then do some calculating right there in front of you, and they will tell you what it would cost to have sunburst shutters installed at your home, custom-made, window by window by window, and installed at your home. They bring the samples of 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5-inch louvers, and while they're there, you will be able to see and feel and realize that polywood from which these are made looks just like wood. From 18 inches away, you can't tell that it's not wood. It's a man-made product, which means it's not going to crack or warp or split or peel. This is a wonderful addition for your home. White or off-white, we love them, and you will too. Sunburst shutters. Oh, and they are so carefully milled. I rarely talk about this. I do talk about the fact that they're the most energy-efficient shutters. I rarely talk to you about the fact that sunburst shutters are blackout shutters. They are so tightly fit. They're just fabulous. Call them. They're also available in San Antonio, Austin, Houston, Waco. Sunburstshutters.com. 214-343-2601. That's 214-343-2601. Sunburstshutters.com. All right, we have Joe in Mansfield. Joe, what can I do to help you?
Hello, Emil.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
On tulips, I normally plant them around January 1, but it was pretty warm around here, so I held off. Is it time to plant them now?
You did not need to hold off at that point. It would have been cool enough by then, but you can go ahead and get them done now. You need to do it ASAP. They need that time to establish and to bloom before it turns warm and windy in late March.
And so no matter what the current weather is, January 1st, you should...
If you've had them chilling for 45 days and you are after Christmas, you need to go ahead and plant them. To some degree, you almost take the chance, all right, we may have a record warm January, February that may not do well, but the odds are 99% in your favor if you plant no later than January 1, sometime between the 20th and 31st of December, usually. We want to book your schedule because you got nothing else going on during that time.
Okay, thanks for your help.
Thanks for the call. Barb and Hurst, I have never had the question you want to ask on possum haw hollies. I have only 30 seconds, and I don't want to rush it. I hope you can wait. I'm going to tell you that possum haws would be difficult to shape very much, but I'd love to talk to you about them because I love that plant. So I hope you can stay through. And for the rest of you, if you'd like to call, this is the best time possible because we have two or three lines open at 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. I'm Neil Sperry. Join me on Facebook at neilsperry.com. We'll be back after the news.